Hey, I'll be with you in a sec. Dom. Dom, do you have a second? Yeah, can you get another case of Heineken from the cellar? And then when you're there, can you switch the Killian's Red to a new keg? Okay, thanks. Appreciate you. Hey, sorry, what can I get for you? Oh, shit. Hey, how's it going? When did you move out here? Oh. Well, welcome to town. Sorry? Oh, yeah, I moved out here, like, right after high school? Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like why I lost touch with everybody back in Scarborough. Yeah, I haven't seen you since Anime Club, I guess. Are you still a weeb? It's okay. You can admit it. Yeah, just put it down there, Dom. Thanks. Can you just get ice? Thank you. Sorry about that. What can I get for you? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Is just bar rails fine? Okay, cool. Lemon? Lime? Gotcha. Yeah, my cousin owns this place, so I've been working here for like a minute. What are you here for tonight? Are you out with a friend? Oh, first date. With who? Yeah? Ooh, they're cute. Good for you. I mean, and obviously good for them. You look great. Did you suggest this place or them? Oh, they did. Well, I mean, like, this is a nice place where people come to dance with their besties, but, like, not usually fall in love with somebody, you know? But, you know, different strokes for different folks. I'm sure it'll be good. Yeah. Here you go. No, it's okay. This one's on me. Yeah, you can pay for the next one if you really feel bad. Okay, cool. Hey, good luck. Hey, what can I get for you now? What's wrong? You just don't look too happy. Uh-huh. What do you mean? Oh, bad vibes? Are you not, like, feeling safe, or... Okay, that's good. Yeah, you're not feeling it, huh? Do you need a place to hide? Are you sure? Okay, well, if you need one, let me know. Yeah. What can I get you? Just water? You sure? Are they still drinking? Okay, did you want me to make yours look like a gin and tonic or a vodka water? Just so it's a little more covert? Yeah, I got you. Give me a sec. Yeah, no, it's all good. Okay. Here you go. What's up? Nah, it's okay. This one's on me too. Don't worry. Yeah, well, you seem like you're having a bit of a rough go at it, you know, the way the night's going. And plus yours is just water and ice, so. Really, it's fine. Yeah. Good luck. Hey, have things turned around? Yikes. Yeah, you need that place to hide? Okay, here, take this key. You know the hallway where the bathrooms are? Back there, yeah. Yeah, okay. So just walk to the end of the hall, and there's like an employees only door. It should be like a green sign. Use that key to go up the stairs, and it'll lead you to the roof. Yeah, the roof. No, it's all good. We like renovated it for staff use. It's super cute up there. Yeah, there might be someone else up there, but just let them know I sent you, and it'll be fine. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'm just about to go on my break, so I can meet you up there in like a second. Yeah, no problem. Okay. Yeah, see you soon. Hey, sorry about your date. Here, I made you some tea. Yeah, I have many memories of you coming to Anime Club with like an Earl Grey in hand, so I thought you might like one. Yeah, of course. I would have made you like a fancy cocktail or something, but my break isn't that long, so... Yeah, maybe another time. So how you doing? Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, I mean, sorry that you're date ended up being a bust, but yeah, I guess that's just how it goes. I'm the most sorry that it happened in our fine establishment. Hopefully you won't hold it against us. Well, I'm glad you liked it, all things considered. Oh, and for the record, it's my cousin that makes us wear these, like, stupid velvet pinstripe vests, you know? And, no, I just saw you, like, eyeing the vest in a weird way when you first came in, so, you know, I wanted to clear the air. Well, thank you, you know? I do what I can. And, you look great, too, obviously. No, you go. Oh, yeah. It's really cute up here, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fairy lights were my idea. The plants were my cousin's idea, because I'm not very... good at taking care of them, but We don't have like a formal staff room. So we use this place up here during the warmer months. And in the winter, we're never really busy anyway. So we convert one of the private rooms into like the staff room. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I was just gonna say, that, our bar, isn't very good for dates, you know, since folks usually come to dance on nights like these. But if you're not too turned off from casual dates at bars, I could show you a good one or two. You know, since I've experienced working in the field, cool. Yeah. I mean, and you do kind of owe me for those drinks. So, I'm kidding. Cool. Yeah. I know like we follow each other on Instagram still. But if you wanted to take my number just in case you gotta. Cool. My phone's downstairs. So, but it's, 416-935-0037. 37. Cool. Yeah. I've got to get back to it, but take all the time you need, you know, to hide out from your bad date. And the door locks by itself, so you don't have to worry about that. And I'll probably be in the cellar doing inventory, but you have my number, so cool. It was great seeing you again. I'll see you. Yeah, this place is pretty cute, eh? Much better for a bar date, I would say. So, you said that you moved here for work, but, what do you do? Oh, I see. Yeah. You know, that's pretty fitting, actually. But, didn't you say that you wanted to go to veterinary school? yeah, of course I remember. I mean, you wouldn't shut up about it during anime club. And, because I remember that I was rooting for you, so... That's probably why I remember it. I think because I knew that I was never meant to go to university and do something academic after high school, I really admired my friends who were, you know? What? Were we not friends? I thought we were friends. Damn, tough. Is it because... Right. Well, you were taking all the university courses. That's probably why we didn't have any classes together. Well, it's never too late to be friendly. Right? Oh, our server's going. Do you know what you want? Okay. Cool. Hey, how's it going? You go first. And I'll just have a tequila soda with lime. Thank you. What? You know, everybody reacts that way when I order a tequila soda. No, I mean, I do like tequila, but I just have, like, such bad joints that if I drink anything too sugary, I always feel it the next day. No, not because I'm an old man. I have bad joints. Whatever. So, did you just ice that person that you went on a date with last week, or? Mm-hmm. Well, what did you tell him? Okay. And, do you think they bought it? Yeah. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter if you're never going to see them again, so. Right. Right. No, I get it. What? No, I'm not judging you. Trust me, I am not nice enough to lie to you about something this small. Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny that you mentioned Marco Rossetti, because I actually worked with his brother for a bit at this other bar in the city. Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore, but we worked there till it closed. It's called, or it was called, Rush Hut. And it was like this super trashy discotheque, you know, type dance club. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was a really sweet guy. Nothing like Marco. But we just kind of, like, fell out of touch once we stopped working together, you know? I feel like it's pretty common. I mean, like, in smaller bars or kitchens, I feel like you work these long, chaotic shifts with the same people, like 5 or 6 days a week. And then you start to, like, bond with each other because of this hectic work environment, and it kind of, like, calcifies your relationship. But also, most restaurants and bars aren't really run in a way that's conducive to, like, a healthy work-life balance. So once folks are out of your workplace, they're essentially out of your life. Unless you're like really, really good friends outside of work, you know, which is pretty rare. But I mean, isn't like that the same with most occupations? Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a little lonely, but it's fine. It just means that it's even more important to make meaningful relationships for people outside of work, right? And, you know, make time for those people. I mean, I wasn't trying to say anything specific, but, you know,
Maybe we could be meaningful people. If you want. What? What's that supposed to mean? No way. I was this flirty in high school? I swear I was way more introverted. Did I flirt with you like this at anime club? I'm so sorry. That was a sacred space. I hope I didn't make you feel uncomfortable. Okay. Good. Speaking of AC, do you still have your club shirt? Oh, really? Yeah, I still have mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't like wear it out. I wear it as like a gym shirt, but, you know, of course I still have it. Yeah, especially since we had to fundraise so hard just to afford those shirts. Ugh, I know. The joys of going to an underfunded high school. Yeah. Yeah, it's still in great quality. I mean, I usually hang dry it so that the screen printing doesn't get scuffed. And, yeah. Still looks pretty great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll wear it the next time we hang out. Yeah. Or, if you're feeling impatient, did you want to see it tonight? Yeah, I mean, I've got it in a closet back at my place. If you wanted to come look at it. Cool. Cool. Yeah, I'll go pay the bill and then we can call an Uber. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Did you, you want some water or, are you sure? Yeah, I just want to be a good host. Like, I've got, I got a Brita in the fridge, so it's like really cold and refreshing. And wow. Shut up. Make me. Mm-hmm. This way. Yeah. No, that's okay. I got that. Yeah, it's let me, let me, I got it. Yeah, well, it's just been a minute since I've had to. Give me a sec, I can. There we go. No, just lay back. I got you. Yeah, left trip so I can take this. Yeah. Whoa. How are you this wet already? I'm just teasing. No. I'm so excited I can barely take it. Yeah. I got you. Don't worry. Just let me take care of you. Wow. Every part of you is pretty, huh? Mm-hmm. I kind of tickles. You running your hands through my hair like that? No. I like it. But you can pull on it if you want. Harder. Yeah. You like that, huh? Faster? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Let me just get a condom 1 sec. Oh, are you sure? Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I mean, if you don't mind, I'm not gonna complain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you want it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do it just like this. Oh, wait, let me put this under your hips. Yeah, you know, for like angles and shit. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. No, yeah, just let me oh, fuck. No, sorry. I just No, it's not you. It's me, really. I just, I'm just nervous. No, seriously. I never told you this in high school, but, I had a huge crush on you. And I, for you to really be here with me like this, it's, I really want this to be good for you, and I'm just a little nervous in my head about it. Sorry. Can you just kiss me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm good. Yeah, sorry, I didn't kill the mood, did I? Okay, cool. Yeah, just, no, I can, oh, fuck. Yeah, we can go slow. Don't worry. Just let me know. Mm-hmm. Huh? What? Oh, yeah, I had a huge crush on you. I mean, I still do. If that wasn't clear already. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you? Don't be shy. Good. I'm glad that you feel the same way. Yeah, I've wanted you for so long. Yeah, you feel even better than I thought. Yeah. So, you've been, thinking about me too, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Like what? Huh? What were you thinking of me doing to you? Well, you've got me all to yourself now, baby. So, tell me what you want. Don't be shy. And tell me everything that you've been hoping I do to you. 'Cause whatever you want, whatever you need, I can do for you. I always knew you were freaky like that. 'Cause, you know, birds of a feather and all that. Yeah. Lift your chin. Take a deep breath, baby. There we go. There we go. I got you, baby. Yeah. Faster. Yeah, of course. I got you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, like that. Damn, you weren't kidding, baby. You've really been waiting for this too, huh? Well, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. But like I said, you can have me anytime you want now. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, you feel so... Yeah, you feel so good, baby. Yeah. Can you hear how wet you are? And who's got you so excited, Angel? Yeah. Say my name. Look at me. No. Look at me. Oh my god. You're so beautiful. You know that? Yeah. Say my name again. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Well, don't hold back. Come for me. Yeah. It's okay, baby. I got you. I'm just gonna keep on hitting this spot right here. So come nice and hard for me. Yeah. Come. Just like that. Oh my god, yeah. Just like that, baby. Come for me. Ride it out. Ride it out, princess. Just like that. That's my girl. Yeah. There you go. Good girl. Whew. Man, you really are so beautiful. Especially when you come like that. Huh. You want to take a quick break? I can give you a tour of the apartment, or you want some water?
Oh, yeah. No, I know I didn't come yet, but like, it's all good. I'm just happy you're here. You sure? Okay. Yeah, we can keep going. I'm not gonna say no.
How do you want it? Oh, for real?
No, I like it. I like it a lot. I just, you know, not everybody wants to ride. So it just feels like if I'm asking you to ride out of nowhere, it's like I'm asking you to do some physical labor for me or something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I'd rather you face me. Yeah. I like looking at you.
Yeah.
Slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like that. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Wait. Get my fingers wet. Yeah, just tilt your hips a bit so I can play with your yeah. Yeah. There we go. Mmm. You like that, huh? Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. Whoa, wait. I just didn't think you'd ride me like this right away. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my. Damn, you're really trying to make me come, huh? Oh fuck. No, it's I definitely like it. Oh my god, you're so fucking hot. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you're the best. Yeah. Yeah, baby. You feel so fucking good. Especially when you ride me like this. No. No. Nobody's ever made me... Oh, fuck. No one's ever made me feel like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Wait, baby, I already said I'm yours. You don't need to ride me like... Oh, fuck. All right. No, I get it. I don't know what point you're trying to prove, but you're right. Whatever it is, you're right. And yes. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I wanted to enjoy this a little more, but I, oh fuck, baby, I'm gonna, yeah, really? No, let's come together, please, I wanna, mm-hmm, are you gonna come nice and hard again while I fill you up? Mm-hmm. Are you gonna come together? Huh? Yeah. I'm good, baby. Don't stop. Just like that. Mm-hmm. Just like that, baby. I'm gonna. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Take all of. Fuck. Oh my god.
something else. You know that. I'm just No, I'm good. I'm just like I don't think I can feel my body right now. I'm just like so spacey. Like you really suck the soul out of me. Yeah, I mean, it's all yours. You can have it. Yeah. Let's just stay like this for a bit. Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, yeah. Why would I lie about that? Yeah, I had, and I still do, I guess, but I had such an embarrassingly huge crush on you. Well, I don't know. I mean, we always flirted, but like, right, I always flirted with you, but like, I don't know. I was just too shy to tell you. I don't know. I was like super shy or something. Like I said before, I thought that you were going off to university or some fancy veterinary school, and I don't know. That isn't me, you know? And I applied to UFT for some various programs, but I didn't get accepted, you know? And I really wanted to go because I remember you telling me that you wanted to go there, but I don't know. I felt like such a loser back then, you know? Anyway, now is not the time to be sad because we're here now, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you had a crush on me too, eh? God, that's so funny. I don't know. I couldn't have dreamt it, you know? I didn't think you liked me like that. Or like, I wasn't sure if you were thinking about that kind of thing, you know? You're just so much more serious about school than I was. And I felt like you thought I was annoying. Oh, you did, huh? Well, thank you for being honest. No, I don't mind. I mean, I'm like such a dog, you know? So like, yeah, you know, I just feel like I'm always so myself.